Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that we don't agree. Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show. The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
The whole world is laughing at our electoral process.
You'll notice that no politician tried to move Thanksgiving or call it Juneteenth.
More edicts, more rules, more lockdowns.
We want the prisons so filled with Trumps. We want enough of them in there that they can hold reunions and birthday parties.
The vaccines are being delivered literally. It'll start next week.
Well, it's Thanksgiving. Let's have a good one.
What a weird holiday season. Just seriously. Oh, my goodness. I want to wish, hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving, except Sam Page. But everybody else, I hope, had a great Thanksgiving. We'll kind of put this out there. If you are in those Black Friday shopping lines, give us a report. Are there lines anywhere? I've just got to think in 2020 that we would be past the era of long lines on Black Friday for people waiting to get in because, you know, as you just mentioned in the news, Brian, I mean, Amazon's paying out bonuses. They've been on a recruiting spree pretty much even through the pandemic, and they're doing everything they can, and everybody's shopping online. Give me a call, 866-455-9797. Are you actually in one of those lines? Are there lines still Black Friday lines? I've been one of those where I've always thought that was crazy. I think my mom and my brother and I don't have any nieces actually. Okay. No nephews, no nieces at all. So just my brother and I, and he has no children. He's the one getting married early next year, but he has no kids.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I told him, you know, his fiance joined us for the holidays here this week. It was the first time she was there, so that was a lot of fun. And I told her last night before we left, I'm like, okay, you know, we've already taken the picture. You know, you're now considered one of the Ferguson women, even though you're not a Ferguson yet. You can't back out now. We put it up on Facebook and everything. It's Facebook official. You're stuck.
So no, you don't really have to go to the wedding.
Right. Yeah. Well, she lives in Illinois, so they're actually making contingency plans because they don't know if the governor is going to allow that sort of thing in Illinois. And that's actually, I'm not saying that in jest. So they may have to come to Missouri to get married, even though that's where she lives.
Yeah. A cousin of mine actually is supposed to get married next May, and they've been engaged now for a while. And I've been told it's happening no matter what. It just may be very, very, very small. I may not even make
could
it.
Could it be a black market wedding?
Ooh.
That would be cool.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's like an underground speakeasy wedding. Gotta, like, what's the password kind of thing? You know, what's the password? Garter. Okay, get it.
And then you all, well, you can't get it. You already had it.
Not at least, according to some of the, like, one of the top pathologists in the country, you can't hurt me. I couldn't hurt you if I tried, at least not for a while. Eventually, I'll be as susceptible as everybody else again. But as of right now, they don't believe I can.
But to your earlier point,
yeah.
I live in South St. Louis,
mm-hmm.
and I drove by the Hampton Village Target. And normally, this time of day, there would be a line
right
out to Watson. Nothing.
Yeah, I think those days are
over. I don't
over.
Think Target and Walmart aren't doing anything.
Yeah, no big, huge doorbuster sales and everything. Because, I mean, in years past, you could almost count on it. You look at CNN on Black Friday after you're waking up from your overnight turkey coma.
The trampling.
Yeah, there's just the worst of America in some ways. People getting stomped to death in fistfights over TVs and stuff like that. And we just did it year after year after year. Hopefully, with the prominence now of Amazon and everything like that, hopefully those days are over.
Well, just think how bad some of these stores would look if they had these amazing deals to try and entice people to come in crowds right now. Probably not the best optics, I would
think. No, it would be terrible. So if there are any lines, though, let me know. Though I think Carl's right. I doubt that there are. But if there are, correct me. Let me know. All right, still ahead here, a couple of things I got my eye on. You may not have seen it if you tuned out the news on Thanksgiving. And if you did, good on you, mate. Then there was a big Supreme Court ruling that may or may not have repercussions here because it's kind of tailored, but it has to do with religious freedom. And do politicians actually have the right to shut down churches? You know, the Supreme Court's really skeptical of that. And the man who deserves it as much as anybody got slapped down. That was Andrew Cuomo in New York. Also, still ahead here. Are you going to any of the restaurants around St. Louis County that Sam Page has ordered shut down? I will proudly say that on Wednesday we went out to eat at one of the restaurants that's violating it. So I'm so happy to be able to help somebody disobey Sam Page. So
you're a scufflaw.
Yes. Yes, I am. Thank you very much. I'm wild. I'm a wild man. I mean, it's just crazy. I mean, it's I'm a bad influence. What can I say? All right. Give me a call here. 866-455-9797. Hey, it's Black Friday. Let's talk about whatever you want. I'm Mike Ferguson in for Mark Cox. Let's get started with our national anthem.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Does everything have to be political now? I mean, your ball game is political, depending on your sport. Maybe your cup of coffee is political. Why do we have to have politics permeating our entire lives? I'm Mike Ferguson. I'm joined now by Scott Shepard. He is with the Free Enterprise Project. And Scott, thanks so much for the time today. And I want to talk to you. I'm laughing because of your headline of your op-ed, Woke Companies Stop Pandering to Millennials' Socialism Phase. So I love that that raises eyebrows right off the bat. But this is something that everybody's obviously taken notice of over the last few months, is that businesses are being told by activist groups and college students and protesters, you got to take a side. You've got some kind of duty or ethical or moral duty to take a side on these issues. What's your assessment of that?
No, that's exactly right. There's a whole combination of left-wing organizations and investment firms that have been trying for 20 years to push American corporations into the left-hand lane of everything. To get involved in politics, to get involved in social justice warriorship, to invent a terrible word, and to just absolutely lock out people and ideas on the right, to the point of causing these companies to work very hard to continue to maintain the right to discriminate on the basis of viewpoint, to kick out employees and suppliers who won't bow to their new woke political standards. You know, this is the left is the party of science and the party of experts. But these efforts are backed up by the worst arguments and theories and logic that you can imagine. One of the arguments that I hear constantly when I'm the lone conservative on panels, you know, it's me getting attacked by four liberals talking about how wonderful left-wing corporate participation is. I get told, well, you know, companies just have to do this because the millennials, gosh, the millennials are just so woke and they care so much about equity, and the companies will just lose them forever if they don't go left forever. But the obvious response to that is, I mean, if you're a Gen Xer like I am, you grew up listening to your parents' generation talk about how lovely the age of Aquarius was, the time of the hippies. But by the time we were old enough to follow any of that, they'd all turned into yuppies. They'd seen what happened in the 70s. They learned that socialism and hugging was not a way to run a country, and they voted for Reagan. And so we have to assume that they, like all generations in history, you know, go back to Churchill and Disraeli before that, and all of these thinkers, all the way back to Plato, will say that, you know, if you find a kid who's already a rock-rib conservative, they're just heartless. But if you find somebody over the age of 30 who's still a leftist, they're brainless. And we can't expect that the millennials are dumber than the boomers. So we fully have to expect, all of history teaches us, that these kids are going to grow up, figure out how the world works, and become conservatives.
Is there a difference between a company going woke because of pressure from social movements and boycotts? I mean, you know, conservatives have boycotted companies and, you know, media projects and things like that in the past. Is there a difference between what's happening now and the old fashioned boycotts because we didn't like what somebody was doing?
Yeah, there's a fairly big difference. First of all, what we do on the conservative side against all of these organizations on the left is that we submit shareholder proposals to companies to try to get those companies to just stay neutral. You know, we're not trying to force them right. We're just trying to keep them out of politics and to fight against this leftward drift. But when companies get pressured at the shareholder level, at these shareholder meetings, they get scared and they respond more and more. And part of the effort by the left has been to stack boards of directors with actively, openly leftist players, including chief diversity officers and the like, or people with that kind of background whose only expertise is in wokeism, right? And so they have a standing representative from the land of woke on these boards, and they just push and push and push and accuse everybody who disagrees with all of their lunacy as racists and all. And so it is different, and it is more powerful, and it's also more powerful because our group, you know, I'm not speaking with a wealth of evidence, but anecdotally it seems to us that we have busy lives, we've got family to take care of, we've got commitments. And we're not enveloped in politics every minute of the day. So when we boycott things, they tend to fizzle. Disney didn't suffer because of the years of value voter boycotts. But boycotts tend to work. And as the right is going to get further and further pushed out by these organizations, if they're successful, one thing that we can all look to do is first to just drop organizations if we feel like they're stabbing us in the back or they're holding us down. And Fox News might be a good, after election night, Fox News might be a good choice for that. But also, as happened with Goya, the red bean company in the fall, if people actually, organizations, companies actually do stand up on our side, go buy a bunch of their stuff. Just keep that in mind. Boycotts tend to work more than boycotts. But if you're done with a company, just be done with it. Don't take the moral stands that you've betrayed me, Fox News. We're done.
So a lot of the movements, whether it's Black Lives Matter or environmental movements or whatever the case is, they're arguing to these companies and like to say the sports leagues and athletes, you have a platform. You have a huge following. You have a responsibility to use that platform to make things better. And of course, they believe their side is making things better. What about the platform argument, so to speak, that if you are in the public eye or you're doing business or you have a big reach, you've got a responsibility to do X, Y, or Z?
Well, I think you nailed the fundamental problem with that. The people from the left think that they have an absolute duty to agree with the leftist positions. But these are also the people who are feeding the notion of cancel culture and who, since the election, sitting members of Congress have called for blacklists to make sure that people who dared to support the current administration can never work again. I mean, these people who just a few years ago were howling about the evils, and I agree with this, howling about the evils of McCarthyism, have now fully embraced McCarthyism. But these companies, to embrace the idea that half and more of the country ought to lose their jobs and their civil and civic standing because they dare to have opinions that aren't super radical, that's insane. People are going to remember this sort of thing, and it's going to hurt them desperately in the long run. You know, the millennials won't be gone forever because they didn't get super woke now. They will be gone forever if they get their parents fired.
Scott, let me ask you for the 30-second elevator pitch on this, because we just got a moment or so left. What do we do about it, or can we come back from where we are right now and let businesses just be business without everything being so darn political?
Well, I'm afraid that our side is going to have to get more involved for a while. Protests and pickets and all of these things, and gets on social media and lets its opinions be known and scares the companies. We're going to have to do the same for a while. We're going to really have to fight for a while to make it clear that we are watching too.
All right. And people want to find your commentary. It's again, Woke Companies, Stop Pandering to Millennial Socialism Phase. And you can find that at nationalcenter.org. Where can we find you on social media or web or anywhere else, Scott?
Yeah, well, I that column is part of a weekly series at Town Hall Finance, finance.townhall.com. And we're at the nationalcenter.org, lots of resources there. And specifically, I'm in the Free Enterprise Project, and I think that's just freeenterpriseproject.org, I think. But we'd love to hear from you all, and we'd love for you to get involved with us.
Hey, Scott, thanks for the insight. I suspect that you've either got people's blood pressure up a little bit or people nodding ferociously in agreement, one or the other. I doubt there's somebody in the middle on this conversation.
Well, I hope so, Mike. And thank you so much for the time and the chat today.
You are welcome, Scott. All right. So what do you think? Is Scott right? Are you getting tired of all of your businesses and all the sports being really political? Or, hey, they've got a platform. Should they be using it for social change? Let me know what you think, because I know there are people out there who have different opinions on this. So give me a call, 866-455-9797. I'm Mike Ferguson, in for Mark Cox.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm thankful for so many things. I'm thankful for the vaccine that the Trump administration, through Operation Warp Speed, developed. I'm thankful for our economic recovery. We're not there yet, but I think it started. So I'm thankful for the freedom to work and to think and to worship.
Well, some people still have the freedom to work, depending on where you are in the country. But the reminder is a good one. There, even with all of the polarization and everything, it is good to take a step back and remember that there are things worth being thankful for. I'm Mike Ferguson in for Mark Cox today. It is 6:38. I'm just looking at the local news on the TV, and there's a couple stores where there actually were some lines waiting to get in. They were just showing not much. They weren't huge lines, but I'm just looking at that, and people are waiting for the store to open up, and I'm just thinking, I don't understand you people. Don't you know that there's a thing called Amazon out there?
Well, you know who would know more about that?
I know. That would be one, Jennifer Kashenka. Happy Black Friday. Hope you had a good Thanksgiving, Jennifer.
Very nice. How about you?
It was good. I just mentioned that my brother's fiance was joined us for the first time, and so we had the soon-to-be addition to the family over as well, and so we had a great time, and we didn't talk politics at all.
Congratulations on the family addition.
Thank you very much. So what's happening out there?
All right, futures are modestly higher after stocks closed mixed on Wednesday. The Dow Industrials dropped 173, but the NASDAQ gained 57. The NYSE and NASDAQ will close at 1 Eastern time today. The economy is losing steam as COVID-19 cases continue to spread and Congress delays passing another coronavirus relief package to help millions of workers and small business owners weather the storm. That's raising concerns about a potential contraction in economic growth early next year, which would mark the first double-dip recession in the U.S. since the early 80s. J.P. Morgan Chase says the recent surge and renewed restrictions to stop the spread will drive up layoffs and shrink economic activity in the first 3 months of 2021 by some $50 billion. The resurgence of COVID-19 appears to have already weighed on consumer sentiment. AstraZeneca says it will likely conduct an additional global trial to assess the efficacy of its COVID-19 vaccine using a lower dosage after the latest studies raise questions over its level of protection. The new trial would be run instead of adding another layer to an ongoing U.S. trial and would evaluate a lower dosage that performed better than a full amount in AstraZeneca studies. The drug maker says it doesn't expect the additional trial to hold up regulatory approvals in Europe, but clearance from the FDA may take longer because the agency is unlikely to approve the vaccine on the basis of studies conducted elsewhere. Disney is planning to lay off 32,000 employees, primarily at its theme parks, as the coronavirus continues to hit the entertainment company's businesses hard. Disney announced 28,000 job cuts in September and expects to terminate its employees' contracts in the first half of fiscal 2021. Disney also says it's considering suspending capital spending, reducing film and TV content investments, and implementing additional furloughs. Sycamore Partners has agreed to pay $540 million to buy Ann Taylor, Lane Bryant, and other store brands from bankrupt parent company Ascena Retail Group. The proposed deal would also deliver the Loft and Lou and Gray brands to Sycamore, subject to approval from the bankruptcy court. As of late August, Ascena operated 1,500 stores throughout the country. Amazon says it will reward its employees with a bonus for working during the pandemic. Full-time operations employees who work for the e-commerce giant between December 1st and 31st will qualify for a $300 bonus, while part-time employees will receive a $150 bonus. And during a pandemic, kids aren't the only ones who need some fun. That's why toy companies are targeting adults this holiday season, too. Hasbro has new moldable Play-Doh varieties that smell like stuff grown-ups would recognize. fries, lattes, fresh-cut grass, and smoked meat. Lego wants adults to put on their headphones and forget about the rest of the world while turning the plastic pieces in their new kits into hangable art like Andy Warhol's famous Marilyn Monroe portraits. And there are more coloring books and challenging puzzles being designed with adults in mind than ever before. Mike?
Have we just given up on adults actually just reading actual books? We're going back to coloring books?
Oh, coloring books are great. Good stress relievers, for sure.
Now, the Amazon bonus, I think, is pretty fascinating to me because obviously in a warehouse type of setting, that's going to be kind of scary for some people. But Amazon's just, man, that's the one place where it seems like they've been on a nonstop hiring spree. And I know just outside St. Louis, we have a new distribution center out here. And for a lot of people, that's just been a lifesaver economically.
Yeah. And Amazon's making money hand over fist and will continue to do so certainly for the next month.
Yeah. My wife and I have contributed to that as well. So good on them.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Jennifer.
Have a good weekend.
All right. That's once again Jennifer Koshenka. Still ahead here. Brian was mentioning the Jefferson County order. We'll get into what that is and what that is not. We still got the conflicts over restaurants in St. Louis County. Have you actually gone to any of these? I can tell you, my family and I did. We went to one of the restaurants that's just saying, no, we're in survival mode. We're going to be dining inside. So we did that on Wednesday.
What time? Well, without giving them away and outing them on the air.
Yeah, because this is interesting because this is one of the businesses. They're not making a big stink. They're not going on Facebook like, you know, Satchmo's and some of the others. They're not saying, come get me, Sam Page, which I respect those businesses doing that. They just said, you know what? We're just going to stay open, low key. The regulars know they can come in and get dinner, and they're kind of seating them away from the windows. I can tell you they have a variety.
What kind of food did you get?
They have a variety of food, but they are best known for pizza.
Okay.
Yep. So, yeah, we did that, and we didn't even think twice about it, and neither did anybody else. And so I'm curious. Somebody's probably going to be
stuck it to the man.
Yeah, somebody made me mad at me for it. I was actually looking for a way to at least feel like I helped stick it to the man a little bit on this one.
You're such a man sticker.
Yeah, I know. I'm not sure I'm putting that on our business card. Yeah, that's not, we're not going with man sticker. No.
You can be whatever you want.
That's
today,
right.
That night, you were a man sticker.
That's right. So we went, and all we wanted was to go out to eat before we did all the traditional Thanksgiving stuff.
All the people came over to your house.
Yeah, everybody came to our house again, you know.
Breaking another rule.
I'm very happy that I was, you know, blatantly breaking Sam Page's rule. But until Wednesday, I didn't really have an excuse to do something flagrantly in opposition to what he had to do. And I made up my mind whenever he does one of these stupid orders that I'm going to find a way to disobey it because he's well exceeded what authorities should have. So it's my little tiny way of going, you know, screw you.
And how many people were at the house yesterday?
Yeah, we were under the limit. We were, I think, at 8. So it was me, my wife, my daughter, her two boys, my mom, my brother, his fiance, 6, 7. 8 of us. Yeah, that's 8 of us. So that's not...
That was the... Brian, was that?
I think it was 10.
That the limit?
I think it was 10.
10.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, 10.
It was 10. So we were looking for somebody.
Why didn't
to invite
you invite
them.
Three more people over?
Well, we did invite some other people, but they changed their mind about a week ago and decided to stay where they were.
We're not breaking that law.
Yeah, I would have. I absolutely would have, you know.
You intended to break the law.
I tried.
And it's not a law.
It's not a law. It's just an order.
Just
I did my best to break as many of them as I possibly could. His orders. So, but anyway, all right, that's all still ahead. And then also, right after the news at the top of the hour, let's take a look at Joe Biden and his plans for his administration and cabinet once that happens in January. We'll talk about that just ahead, right here. I'm Mike Ferguson, in for Mark Cox on 97.1 FM Talk.
There's no way Mark knows this song.
Right? You know, but if he's listening right now, I know he's doing a hip hop dance. Come on, Mark. Let's go. You go. You go. He's dancing. I know it.
This was one of the last songs I played at a Blues hockey game.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. One of the last songs.
I'm not going to lie. I have no idea who this is. I've never heard this
song. It's AJR. It's three brothers.
Okay.
They have a song out right now that's a hit called Bang.
Okay.
And you still don't know who they are.
No, I don't. I have no idea.
That's all right.
I don't think it's a controversial statement to say the best music was made between 1983 and 1988. I think we all accept that
as
a fact.
I believe it's the Saturday Night Live rule. Your favorite Saturday Night Live cast is when you were in high school.
Okay, that makes sense, yeah.
Which is the same as
your music
yeah. tastes.
Yeah, definitely.
And when were you in high school, Mike?
I graduated in 1989.
So
I was supposed to graduate in 90. I just graduated early.
But good for you. Yeah. But so your favorite music was the years you were in high school.
Yeah, yeah. And the music that's out today that sounds like that, because that kind of hard rock.
Oh, AJR is not the hair bands that you grew up.
Yeah, definitely. They sound like a boy band.
They're three brothers and they are boys, yes. Yeah, and they play pop music, so
yeah.
I guess the definition of boy band is
right.
there.
Yeah, exactly.
But they're not. And they could be dirty too, but like the girls, the young teens love them.
Yeah, that's kind of a constant. All right. I'm Mike Ferguson, by the way, in for Mark Cox. The one thing that Mark and I, among many things, have in common is that we do appreciate the old school hard rock and metal.
I worked at the classic rock oldie station down the dial for 28 years. I am familiar with all of that.
Yep. Yep, I get
all of it. If I never hear Sammy Hagar again, I'm okay with that.
See, I love Sammy.
No, I'm not saying that I don't love Sammy or all of his music or anything he does, but if I don't hear that again, I'm okay with it. Like Boston, they have three albums.
Yeah, I could take or leave Boston. It's like one of those, like, yeah, they're fine, you know.
And speaking of hockey, up until a year and a half ago, the teams that beat all of our major sports teams before we beat the Boston Bruins were Boston teams.
Mm.
The team that last beat the Cardinals were
the Red Sox. Yep.
The team that beat the Rams were the Patriots.
Yep.
When we had the Hawks in basketball, the Celtics beat them in the championship. And then we finally got over the hump by beating the Boston Bruins.
The Bruins, yes, there. So we're not playing Boston. Let's see, or who else? I think Aerosmith is from the Boston area.
They are.
I think. So maybe ban
them. I was not drinking Boston beer when we were.
That's no Sam Adams for you.
No, I'd love Sam. They changed their winter lager again, though.
Oh, did they?
This is the fourth time in 7 years that they've changed their winter lager recipe. And the best one, this one's not bad, but the best one was the one 7 years ago. Then they changed it, which was bad. Then they went back to something that was good. So it would go 7 years ago, last year, this year, and then 6 years ago.
Did
you think you'd be talking about Boston Lager today?
I'm actually really impressed with the tracking of the actual Boston
winter lager.
Yeah, it's almost like we're talking wine, but we're talking beer here.
And a lot of people like Oktoberfest.
2013 was a very good year for the lager.
For the winter lager.
Winter lager. Exactly.
And they also have a Christmas beer, the Old Fezziwig.
Now, what's the difference in a Christmas beer? I mean it's not like
I don't know.
Peppermint or
Stella
anything.
Stella is supposed to be a Christmas beer. Stella Artois is a Christmas beer that Belgians made it for Christmas.
All right. I don't know what would be the only thing that I flavorful, something that's flavor that is always in a season would be pumpkin spice. Everything for about 2 weeks at the beginning of October.
Most Oktoberfests have like a pumpkin or cinnamon.
This I forgot about cinnamon, yeah. And then,
but that's what mostly pumpkin spice are. They're cinnamon. Because they don't taste like pumpkin.
I wouldn't think so.
Because pumpkin's not good.
On a very limited things. We take the pumpkin thing way too far. Or we did. I think we're cooling off on that. Do you have any pumpkin spice fiends at your house, Brian?
Not anymore.
You are wearing an orange shirt, though.
Yeah, that's just more about the alma mater than it is the actual season. That could be a year-round type deal.
Yeah, that's. But there was a little while where it was like everything was pumpkin spice, everything to where it was just silly. I mean, some things, okay, so pumpkin spice coffee at the Starbucks or whatever, okay, fine, whatever. And then somebody says pumpkin spice candles, okay, we did that. But then we got into pumpkin spice stupidity for a while. But
the people that like pumpkin spice really like pumpkin spice.
Yeah, and I'm one of those like, okay, it's Thanksgiving, have a little bit of pumpkin pie, that's great. I like pumpkin seeds just as a snack, you know?
Yeah, dried out after Halloween. Yeah.
Yeah, precisely.
I'm down with that.
But I'm not going to have, you know, I'm trying to think, what's the worst thing I've ever seen that was pumpkin spice something?
Peanut butter.
Oh, yeah, that sounds
I've
awful.
I've seen that.
That sounds
terrible.
There
are pumpkin spice candy bars.
Yeah, I've seen those. That sounds really bad.
Pumpkin spice beer.
I've never had that.
I believe some of the local breweries make that.
So like a Schlafly's or something.
O'Fallon's,
like that. O'Fallon's does that too? Okay.
Well, they have peach and all of those.
Yeah, see, fruit flavors with beer just sounds terrible to me. I mean, that's...
Unless someone offers you one. But the Weech is not bad out in O'Fallon.
Okay.
I like beer. I'm not a beer snob, but I will... I like what I like. People like what they like.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Okay, so still ahead here, Joe Biden putting together what he wants his cabinet to be. What kind of impact could that have on all of us? Yeah, a lot of the names sound really, really familiar. If you loved what happened in the Obama administration, well, you might like what's going to happen once Joe Biden is sworn in as president. We'll get an update on that. And also, when you're trolling people online, are you winning or are you just being a jerk? That's all still ahead here on the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Mike Ferguson.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.